We never talked about it. Nobody ever talked about it. This was a really a secret thing. There were thousands of people there, and nobody ever talked. The Germans never found out.
Pittsburgh native Julia Parsons was a 1942 graduate of what was then known as Carnegie Tech. At the time, she was unsure of where that education would take her.
When I graduated, I had what is now known as humanities. Then they called it general studies, which equipped you for nothing in the world, really. You had to take either a secretarial minor or a library minor. So I took the library minor.
Parsons was young, unmarried, and the U.S. involvement in World War II was ramping up. So after college, she decided to take an Army ordnance job.
We were checking gauges. The steel mills were making shells and all that kind of ordnance equipment. And they were hiring all the Rosie the Riveters to work there, which was the first time women had been in the steel mills. It was considered very bad luck to have women in. So they did not accept Rosie gracefully.
She worked there for about a year.
And then I saw in the paper one day that the Navy was asking for college graduate women to come in and you go to OCS type thing. I forget what the Navy called it, midshipman's school.
Parsons answered the ad and went off to Smith College in Massachusetts to train. While there, she took a couple of cryptology classes.
I had never been in New England before, which was interesting because it was still snowing then. And I had never seen white snow before. Pittsburgh was so dirty then, just so dirty, and New England was so clean and so pretty.
But she didn't stay there long. She completed her training at Smith and went to Washington, D.C. There, she waited with other women to find out what her assignment would be. Then one day, someone asked the group if anyone spoke German. Parsons had taken the language in high school, and that was good enough for the Navy.
I was put in the German section that did the U-boat traffic was what I got into. We were to decode the messages from control to the U-boats. The North Sea, the Bay of Biscay, the channel, the whole bit.
Parsons' section was called Shark, and their job was to decipher codes sent via the Enigma machine. That involved working with one of the first computers, which at the time was huge, like filled an entire room huge.
They had dozens of messages every day telling the U-boats where to be, where the next gathering would be, where the dangerous convoys might be if they wanted them or didn't or wanted to avoid them. They would also send personal messages such as happy birthday or somebody had a baby, they would congratulate them, that kind of thing. There were all sorts of filler traffic when they weren't having any legal, what am I trying to say, any official messages, they would send out all sorts of things, and those, of course, we couldn't do anything with.
Parsons was working as a code breaker when she met her future husband, himself an Army man.
I met him at a party one night, and we were married a year later.
And he didn't know what you did?
No, I never told him. Never told him anything. I think it was just so drummed into us that you didn't tell. You know, they had the signs around all over the place, the posters that said, loose lips sink ships, and you know, just don't talk. And everybody was doing something, and nobody asked anybody, really.
Not that keeping job specifics from friends and family was an easy thing.
It was hard because you would love to have bragged that you were doing something really important. But that's the way it was.
So when did Parsons open up about her code-breaking days? Not until the late 1990s. The program she had been part of was quietly declassified in the 1960s. Fast forward to a day in 1997 when she and her family visited a museum in Washington, D.C.
We went over there to see what it was, and there was the Enigma machine, variations of it, many different variations, and all these computers, these huge computers. And I thought, how can they do this? And that's when I found out it had been declassified 30 years before and nobody knew it. Well, we didn't know it anyway.
Right.
I was really shocked.
She says the docents were telling stories of the women code breakers and had a few facts wrong here and there, but she didn't say anything at that point. Her family had known she was in the Navy, and now that the program had been declassified, Parsons started sharing details. Though for her two daughters and one son, the news wasn't earth-shattering.
They were very interested, but you know, this is mom. This I don't think they ever were truly, they never read into it or delved into it at all.
That was pretty much confirmed by one of Parsons' daughters, Barbara Skelton.
Yeah, she's still just mom. It's because it wasn't any part of our growing up. She was a mom for far longer than she was ever in the service, so.
That's not to say her kids weren't proud of her. Her other daughter, Margaret Brynes, says they were always proud of her, even before finding out about her code-breaking work.
I think that she's an amazing person. It was an amazing thing that she had gone to college and then decided she'd go off and join the Navy, I think, and then go to Washington. That kind of amazed me more because you think of your mother as just somebody who sits at home.
Brynes said she and her siblings slowly learned that their mother's time in the service involved more than office work.
She would talk about what she did, but it was never in great detail because, you know, growing up, I think your children, you're just always there, so you don't ever feel you need to tell these stories in detail. So my sister and I and my brother also have learned all of this as she's gotten more involved in much later years as to what she did.
The sisters say a few things clicked into place when they learned of their mother's secret military duties. Barbara Skelton.
It makes sense. We've always been a puzzle family. Her family was always a puzzle family. So it's always crossword puzzles, jigsaw puzzles. So the fact that it was involved in decoding certainly makes perfect sense, and she's very good at it.
Parsons has been sharing her story for years now, whether it's for a Ken Burns documentary or a presentation for a Girl Scout troop. She says she tries to leave her audiences, especially the all-female ones, with a clear message about the future and what can be learned from the past.
Well, I would like them to realize that they did not have all these doors opening to them before our peer group, whatever, started getting out and getting into the world and letting people know that women could do the same jobs that men could do. They can do interesting things and get out and see the world if they want to. It was a fascinating time.
After the war, Parsons was a schoolteacher for a time, raised her three kids, and traveled the world with her husband, who died about 5 years ago. Nowadays, Parsons spends her time playing bridge, going to book club meetings, the symphony, and lectures. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.